Tracy, I suppose first, Friends Kieran Knight was a big night for the fundraising of it, and a decent call turnout and a really good game as well on offer.
Yeah, well, it was great to have the opportunity of having, you know, appearing like Cork and Kilkenny here in Parky Wing for the occasion, and brilliant to see the support. You know, I think the Friends of Kieran deserve massive credit for the work that they've done, and it's brilliant for all of us to get the opportunity, I suppose, to show Cork support for Kieran. You know, he was a great soldier for Cork, and he's really going through such a difficult time now, and it's such a tough time for his family. So it was an honour really to get the opportunity to show that support by having this game.
Yeah, it was superb indeed. I suppose other matters off the field, I suppose, on Tuesday night, the launch of the championship proposals, the three championship proposals, and just a brief outline on the three of those.
Yeah, I suppose we're giving the clubs a number of options. There were a number of areas that in all of the consultation that was done, and wide consultation, in all of that consultation, there were a number of areas of consensus. So things that were agreed were in relation to smaller championships. That's the strong message we got. People wanted smaller, more competitive championships. So that's what we're doing. We're working towards four 12-team championships over the next couple of years. Initially, in hurling, there'll be five to take account of the number of teams that are there at present, but after 2 years that would be reduced to four. Group stages were the other thing. There was absolute consensus in relation to that. People wanted a group style championship, so those things are given in all the proposals. We have the 12 team championships and the group stages. There were other areas then where consensus wasn't achieved, and you know, through the consultation, and where there were different options put forth. So that's what we want to give clubs the opportunity to look at, and I suppose what I really hope here is that clubs will read through the document that was sent out and really consider all of the ins and outs of the different proposals. I can only give you a synopsis here now. There's a lot of detail in the document that was sent to clubs, and it's also available on the Cork GAA website. And again, I would urge anyone who has any queries to contact any of us if there's anything they're not sure about ahead of the county board meeting. But the three proposals option are option A, B and C, what we're calling them. So option A would involve playing a game in April, as we currently do now, and then resuming with two games in August. You would have three groups of four is what you would have in that option. And option B is where we wouldn't start till August, and we'd have four groups of three in the championship then, and you would have two games starting in August, and that would be your group stage. And option C then involves six games, two groups of six, so you'd have five games starting with one game in April. There would be a game, two games in the summer, and then two games again in August. I suppose the thing that's maybe slightly, they're all different from what we have now, but option C maybe has the most people asking questions about it, because there is the thing that in the rounds two and three you would be playing without your inter-county players, with or without them depending on availability, but those two games will be paid for reduced points. I think that's really important, because I'm hearing a lot, you know, about clubs being asked to play without their inter-county players, and yeah, it's a departure to do it in that way, but you still have the three key games with your inter-county players if you're lucky enough to have inter-county players. So the games without inter-county players are for half points, so they're not as significant as the games with your inter-county players. So, you know, while it is something different, and I think clubs have been looking for us to produce something different in terms of proposals, so all three are quite a departure from what we have now. It's been a long, long time since group stages were tried in Cork before, and it's a completely different structure now. So smaller championships as well should increase competitiveness. What we're really trying to do is come up with the best we can for our club players. That's what we're really trying to do here, and I hope clubs will give due consideration to the three options and ask themselves and ask their players which of these options is the best for our players and what gives us the best championship. Those are the things we're trying to achieve. I suppose the message I'm hearing all the time is players want more games, they want certainty. Now the group stages do give us certainty because we can put definite dates on them, so that's an improvement as well. Now there are other things clubs would like to be playing during the summer, so how can we manage that? All of these things are, the proposals are ways to try and improve the situation for the club player and also to make our championships more competitive. So we'll have a few days now where clubs think about them, debate them, decide what they think would be the best, and there'll be a vote on Tuesday night. There is another option as well to be decided for the clubs as how we go about creating the 12 team groups, whether it's all based on the field of play this year or whether we look back over the last few years in terms of how we grade teams into the groups of 12. So it's all outlined, as I say, in detail on those proposals, and I know clubs will give them the due consideration.
And of course, you can find more details on the Cork GAA website as well. And I suppose the debate and I suppose the questioning of this will be taken over the next couple of days. That's an important board meeting next Tuesday night at 8:30.
It is a very important board meeting, and you will see, like, in the document that has been circulated, there are positives and negatives for each of the options. We acknowledge none of them is perfect. There are downsides with whatever one we choose, but there's also a lot of positives with each of them. And again, I would urge clubs to consider the positives and the negatives as they make their choice. And hugely important board meeting next Tuesday night. This is the future of our championships. Our games and our players are what the GAA is all about. So if this is a step towards making the situation better for them, then that's positive. And as I say, whatever decision is made, I think will be an improvement on the situation we have now.
Look, I'm sure the debate will continue over the next couple of days. Thanks a million, Tracy, for catching up.
No problem at all.
Well, Ciarán Lane, Sina Hurler with Killa, you heard it there. She said your club mate has said that it's all about the players.
I suppose they consulted them there last Saturday week, and they were fairly quick to come up with these plans. I think option A and B and C, they're all towards the players, in fairness, but you're not going to please everyone either. I like, the debate is which suits the club player and the county player, but you definitely won't please everyone. But like, playing through the club players want to play through the summer. They want the continual fixtures, as much games as they can. But I'd imagine most club players would like to be playing against the best in the middle of the summer as well. But like I said, With the county fixture and schedule, you can't please everyone, I suppose. Yeah.
Ronan?
Yeah, I suppose, look, that's, you know, I suppose, look, A and B, you know, or people understand them, you know, they're simple enough and straightforward enough to follow. I suppose C is the one that, you know, is leading to the most, I suppose, talk, you know, as you said, countywide and nationally. But yeah, as Ciarán said there, you know, players want to play through the summer. Obviously, then with the intercounty, you know, window that it is at the moment, it's hard. If club players want to do that, you know, the intercounty players can't really be there for the couple of games, the games 2 and 3 during the summer. So, you know, I suppose this is the compromise, you know, that has been come up to be voted on, and I suppose it's going to be very interesting to see how clubs, you know, will vote on that.
How do you feel about it yourself?
How do I feel about it myself? I don't mind either way. Like, you know, as I said. All along, the debate to me is more important than the result. I think, you know, these things need to be debated. Everybody gives out about no games in the summer. Everybody gives out about the 2 pre-seasons. Everybody gives out about problems in the GAA. You know, there's a proposal put to the table, put to the floor. I that can only be healthy.
Ciarán, I suppose the one aspect of all the 3 options, doesn't matter which option you pick, is the round robin system, really. And is that a better system in your view than the back door?
Oh, 100%. We've been saying it for years, Blown Killer, it'd be better. If you look at the Kilkenny Championships, the Waterford Championships, they use a round robin system. It works a lot fairer, I think. The straight relegation, I think, would be a big plus as well. I think the current relegation system is a bit of a farce, in that you can stay around, kind of hang around in there when teams mightn't be good enough. But round robin, I think, is a lot fairer. You'll get your 2 quarter finalists, whatever, the first 2 systems. They'll be the best 2 teams, and the worst team will go to relegation. So teams will have no excuses after the round robin series.
How do you feel about another part of the plan, really, is that's non-negotiable as well, is the reduction of the numbers from senior down to senior B and so forth, 12 in each group. You know, do you feel that's a step forward?
I suppose it will make it more competitive. Looking at other counties, they go with 4 groups of 4, which make it 16 teams in each grade. But I suppose if you do tighten it up and you bring it to 12, you have, after a year or two, the playing field kind of levels out, and you definitely will have more competitive championships. And once you go up, the momentum, you drive on again, like, so.
Ronan, of course, the beauty of the round robin system, no matter which A, B or C you pick, is that, you know, you have certainty of when you're actually playing. You're not waiting to, if you lose or win, or if Cork win or lose, you know you're playing on them days.
Yeah, just before we come to that, just to follow up on Kieran's point there, I suppose, look, the 12s I see, you know, you know, we'd be very competitive. I know some people are looking for 16s, and sometimes it's easier to put in 4-4s. But, you know, the days are looking for an easy, handy first round. You know, we'll be over with 12s. You know, every game will be fiercely contested. You know, and with 16s, you know, have we got 16 really elite senior teams in hurling and football in the county? I don't think we do. I think we really need to go to 12s to really have it cut and thrust, where every club could either win it or possibly be down fighting for his life for relegation. And let that play out for a few years and see how these championships evolve.
And also, of course, you must accommodate the divisions and the colleges. Now they'll be coming in on their own, one coming in to join that. So, like, if there was 16, then, well, yeah, there's still an odd number, so that would have to fit in. But look, earlier on we spoke to Backlanders. He really couldn't come here to meet us, and he had a good lot to say about it. And we'll wait till after the break. We're here for the break. We'll just go to the break now, and we'll get back after that.
GAA this week on CRY 104 FM.
Well, Macklanders, I suppose after a lot of thought, a lot of moving around the place, and, you know, we've said it here a number of times that we spoke about hurling, there's finally movement in the senior hurling championship proposals for starting in 2020.
There is, Michael, I suppose, and they pertain to the football as well. I suppose we're probably only interested in the hurling, really, down on the East Cork side of things, but, you know, it's amazing when you have a change of secretary and a change of Rooney and a change at the top. You know, there seems to be a freshness already after coming into it, and, you know, you must commend Kevin O'Donovan and the men behind the scenes there that are on the strategic review, that in a short period of time they have come back with three options, Michael, for the clubs and the players of the county. And I think there'll be a lot of soul searching going on now. I suppose there's only a couple of days to the vote and stuff like that, and maybe, as it turns out, Mike, probably more time needs to be given, I would say, to the clubs. That, you know, people are rushing in to make decisions at the moment, and there's no way I think they have digressed the whole information that's available. That, you know, we're all having a chat about it now at the moment, and God, a lot of people say, I didn't think of that. What about the clubs that have already voted and made a decision on maybe 30 or 40 or 50% of the information? It's a very quick turnaround, but commend the lads on the three options. But I would be slightly concerned that there's a lot of clubs voting in the dark at the moment for what they think is the best option, whereas they mightn't have thought it through fully, like, you know.
Yeah, well, I'd accept that, but at the same time, then, you know, it couldn't hang on forever. And then he was always adamant that he wanted it done in the field of play this year, you know, and that's why he wants it out there before the start of April.
And that's fair enough, Mick. I don't have a problem, and I suppose one of the big things will be, there's a big thing here at the moment, is there'll be clubs will be regraded out of different competitions at the moment. And there's going to be a decision, is that going to be done in the field of play, or is it actually going to be done in the boardroom? That's another decision that has to be made. But you would have to commend the Kevin and the county board for their, I suppose, you know, their initiative, their ingenuity, you know, their thinking. I think this, the whole new form, whatever, there has been a lot of thought and effort gone into it, Michael. But, you know, we are where we are now, and there's serious decisions to be made over the next couple of days.
Yeah, and the options, I suppose, you know, look, there are three options. Well, I suppose they're the same options in a sense, only that timing, and except for the last one with playing without inter-county players, and that has caused, I suppose, national debate. And really, in my view, like, it was only a matter of time before this hits the fan anyway. But you know, at least Cork have kick-started that.
Yeah, well, I suppose, Mick, and the unfortunate thing, I think, in that proposal, which I think is probably the best from a club point of view, is that it has become known as the championship without the inter-county players. So, like, just so that we're quite clear, you are playing a number of matches without your inter-county players. One or maybe two matches. But you have three matches with your county player as well, out of a total of five. And I'm just a bit disappointed that people haven't grasped the nettle and said, this is the club players' championship with your inter-county player for a number of games. But they've turned it around to be a negative and saying it's the championship without the inter-county players. So that to me is a big thing. You know, you have your inter-county player for three of the five games. And like, Mick, let's be realistic. If Cork went out of the hurling championship early this year, you'd probably have him for four of the matches out of the five. And I think the big thing for me is that we need to protect the club player. We need to protect the clubs. I believe if our club championship will be stronger, I do believe we'll actually have a stronger inter-county team on the back of that. And, you know, there's no matter to talk about the fact, Mick, that the senior clubs are going from 19 down to 12. Just seven teams going to be once they're relegated, they're going to be regraded from seniors. Carl, you know, the new 12 will be premier senior down to senior. And there's nothing geek about that, Mick.
No, I was stunned with that actually, and in actual fact, it could affect two clubs very, very badly in a sense now, and that's one of my own. I had they voluntarily came down to Premier Intermediate this year, whereas if they stayed senior this year, they'd certainly be playing Premier Intermediate next year if they were playing anything else. Second grade of football in Cork, and the same with y'all. They came down last year from senior. They could find themselves in the third grade again if they don't get results this year.
Yeah, I know, but at the same time, Mick, I'd have to say, Yall and Aheader, if you go with option C, Yall and Aheader players are guaranteed 5 championship matches next year. And surely over time, you will get better and better. As well as that, it's giving us a structure. It's saying, April, May, June, July and August, I'm guaranteeing you a championship match. I mean, from a management point of view and a club player's point of view and a supporter's point of view, you're guaranteed to have 5 matches you can go and support your team. For the last 15 years, clubs that haven't been with their successful have been getting 2 matches. That's not good enough for the club. And no wonder support has gone down, because you need something to follow. You need something to, we're going to a match next week, we're going to another one in a month's time. And that, for me, is a big thing from a community point of view, from a locality point of view, that everybody's rolling in behind the Hurling team or the football team.
Well, lads, one thing we can say about McLanders, the passion for the game is there, and you can hear his voice there. He's really passionate about that. Roland, you wanted to come in there, you wanted to clarify something there?
No, just on the situation with Aheader, the fact that they played senior for you know, the last 4 years, we'll say, of the grading, you know, that they'll be graded high on that over the lower intermediate team. So, you know, that's a positive for Aheader. You know, the gradings will be out there now. In the senior grades are already out. The gradings are out there up on the website. So, you know, all the gradings will come out now, and the clubs will see where they are, you know, before the 2019 championship in the ranking system. So, look, Aheader will be okay that in the grade area now, they'll be well ranked up high in it.
Well, yeah, and the same applies with you all, I would imagine.
Absolutely, yeah.
Kieran Mack referred to there as the Players' Championship, the 5 games. And I know you might have different views, but look, rather than playing without the county players, and as he says, your 3 of your games will be played with your full lot of players, 2 won't be, and then you're only playing for half points.
Yeah, I suppose the Players' Championship, who said the county players aren't players either? I'd imagine they love playing for their club as much as they love playing for their county. So I don't know if I'd love to know how the county players would like to view the whole proposals, but I haven't spoke to any of them now. But you know, obviously, the more games you play, the more you improve, and with the 12-team championship to be more competitive, what he says about clubs and fans and stuff, it will happen. Probably if you had 5 championship games, you could say the same about option A. When you've groups of 4, you're guaranteed 3 good solid games, and like if it's very competitive, which it will be with 12 teams, you have a chance to move on, or as Ron said, you could possibly go down as well, and that's another 2 games you need to buck up. If you do end up in relegation, you need to buck up, keep the show on the road, playing another game then. So the new proposals, there shouldn't be a lack of games, whether you go with A, possibly B, there might be a few lesser, right, or C. But yeah, what he says about the Players' Championship, players will get more games if they go with C, all right, but I for one would prefer the county players to be involved in all games.
Okay, and what was so that's your options about A or B, so?
My preferred option would probably be A, yeah.
Okay.
I think that'd be my own personal opinion. I think A is a good system. The April game, a lot of people say it's a waste of time, but like, it is detrimental to junior clubs, as you said. if you take it away, because they'll be playing against stronger teams.
But I suppose, in a sense, the April games of last year and this year, you know, could be a waste of time, because, you know, you're coming back into the championship, you're a back door. But from 2020, Ronan, like I said, if you lose your first game, you and if you're going for option A, you have two more games that you have to win.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Look, I suppose there is a difference in 2020 now coming about, you know, option A, that, you know, if you lose that game in April now, you don't go back to a, you know, obviously a back door in August. You know, you're going back to August with no points on the board, and you really are under pressure to win your other two games. I suppose, look, there's a positive in that, in the fact that, you know, if you win your game in April, you're sitting with a win going into August. So, you know, that links the year, you know, better than probably just having a first round going back to August, and, you know, the backdoor teams play around there, you know, and they probably in certain ways have an advantage. You know, once you've won that backdoor game, you probably have a slight advantage going into the third round. So, you know, that's gone away now this year, that everyone's playing again round two and round three, you know, before you get to the knockout. So look, that's an improvement on the current system.
Yeah, well, I suppose up to now, if whether you win or lose your April game, you might have only one game in August, which that's two games in the year, and they're stretched far apart into training. Whereas now, even if you do win or lose your first game, you certainly have two at the back end of August. And in actual fact, I suppose you have, you know, you have continuity anyway.
Yeah, you do, yeah, absolutely. You're carrying your points, you know, through the summer. And I suppose, look, if you lose that first game, you know, it's a long summer, you know, knowing that you're under pressure.
Yeah, you're under pressure. And I suppose from the junior board's point of view, is like I suppose option one or three are what the boards are for grading for the junior championships and so forth. Now, junior clubs are on to me today, wondering like playing without the senior players, like, and would they be expected to play without them? But there's no junior championship organised in the Royal Robin system anyway, so that couldn't come into play.
It'll be just strictly for the county.
It can't come into play at junior level. Maybe it will, and, you know, the East Cork board have been ahead of this, in actual fact, because all our competitions, bar the junior A hurling and the junior B football, are in round robin systems, with some of them, the other 30 ones were last year. All the other competitions are there this year, so, you know, all of them are round robin, and you know, we find that it's better. Players are getting more games, and, well, they're kind of just rather to be waiting with no game, and maybe someone that will win the second round and win on, they might play two games, and while you won your first round, you might play one.
Yeah, absolutely. And just to go back to Mark's point there, and it was a well-made point, you know, like in the current system, you know, if you have a first round and lose in the back door, you have two games. If you have a first round and you win it and you lose your third round, you know, you've only two games for the year, like, and that's, you know, probably 50% of the clubs, you know, have only two games, you know. You're guaranteed, if you're into county players, three games, you know, this year. So, you know, while obviously, you know, two aren't with them, you know, his point was well made about the extra games for everybody, inter-county player and club player.
Caelan, from a player's point of view, though, and to send a bunch of players in here, and thank you very much for coming in. I suppose most clubs start training in January, maybe some start before it, and you get a few league games, and then you're building up for April, and then there's a full stop.
Yeah, just trying to negotiate the summer is the hard part, really, I suppose. Looking at it, as you could see, why fellas would choose option B with the calendar and start in August, it'd be a lot easier on the older fellas like myself not to go back in January and February into the slog, come back in maybe March or April, start, the ground is getting hard, and you start proper training, you work your league and you work up till August. But I suppose, looking at it, the games in the summer, you could, like, if you went with option A, you could, or option A or B, you could put a bit of meaning to league games during the summer. Maybe if you could work a seeding or something into it through a league finalist or something, with the way the league has gone now, you might have intermediate teams playing senior league or whatever. But
okay, thanks for that. And Ronan, we'll go back to Mark now, and we have another bit from Mark here, because we split it up into a couple of pieces. Well, I would agree entirely with you. The calendar, you have the calendar there. Once the round robin system was grasped, And we've been in GA this week, you know, we've been watching that for a number of years down in Waterford, and it has worked in Waterford. Now, last year was different because they tinkered with it because they wanted to try and save matches, save games, save a weekend or two, and they kind of tinkered with it. It didn't work, but before that, it has been working. And, you know, you know, as a manager, you as a trainer or whatever, you can say, look, I can prepare my lads for this and that. And, yep, you know, the rolling matches are gone, which was you go back 5 or 6 years ago, and you didn't know if Cork lost, you were playing next week. If they won, you weren't playing till the week after, or the week after, or the week after.
You couldn't really plan, Mick. You couldn't tell a player, look, go away for a fortnight there with the wife and the kids, and you'll be okay. At least now clubs know exactly when they're going to be playing, and, like, you know, I would say whichever option, barring B, to me now, B would be a disaster, in my opinion, if it got support, because B is, you know, you play two matches in August, you know, if you're beaten in those two matches, the next championship match you're going to have is the following August, 12 months away. And I don't think clubs that are voting for that are actually thinking of the ramifications, that if you have a player who plays two matches in August, and then you come back in January and February and say, look, we need to go start back training now in the end of January, and the player's going to say, and when are we playing championship? August. They'll say, listen, give me a shout in June there. And I think you're going to, slowly but surely, players will drift away, fitness levels will drop, attitude will drop, commitment will drop, and you'll leave the door open for other sports, I think, as well. So, and I think, you know, there are clubs out there that are going to vote with that because they want simplicity, they want the summer maybe off, and they want to know when they're playing. But it'll be detrimental for the club player, because the clubs will die, Mick, and the players won't be interested in that. There is nothing good in that for a player.
And it'll filter all the way down. Like, I'm against the two as well, because there are B, because for the simple reason is, as Rooney of the East Cork Division, that how can I play a first junior team there, and that's their All-Ireland Championship, the same as the Senior Hurling League, the same as Cork play, that's, as you know well, that's there for All-Ireland Championship. How could they play a second team from any of the top clubs that could fill out two senior teams, really?
Absolutely. Like, that was something that probably clubs didn't realise until they actually started to talk about it, that the byproduct of this is, you know, if a senior team doesn't play till August and there's a junior championship to be ran in 7 or 8 divisions and there's no senior match or intermediate match has been played yet, so we're going to be coming up against a very, very strong junior team, the second team in the club. So, I'm reiterating, this is all new, groundbreaking information that has just come last Tuesday night, and I just would have preferred that clubs would get a bit more time to discuss it. But look, it is what it is, you know. And but, like, if that comes in, Mick, that'll be, I think that'll be the ruination of an awful lot of clubs, hurling and football, Mick.
I would agree with you. I'm totally against that. I would be far to see as well. Well, ARC, I'm not too, but the only reason I won't say that I have against C, there's two downfalls for the club. One is that if they're playing, they'll be using 2021 players. Probably, maybe their lower teams will suffer because they'll be using more players, when the inter-county players won't be there. But look, that's only a small thing, because they're probably using players anyway, because all nowadays, you know better than anyone, that it is a 30-man game nowadays, really.
It is, but we're also playing league matches, so whether you're playing senior league or intermediate league, you're playing 90% of those matches without your inter-county player anyway, so the clubs are used to playing without them. But it gives you a great opportunity to play other players, and, you know, if you have 2 or 3 inter-county fellas on your panel, it means that we're giving 2 or 3 new players an opportunity to play for the club. But, like,
the biggest thing, well, I won't say that I'm against it, but, like, okay, I cut it and marked it myself. But anyway, we had much time to put that together, but we did. But Ronan, do you want to come in there on the structure?
Just on, I suppose, to take Mark's point there about the timing, I suppose, look, you know, we know it's tight, you know, to next Tuesday, you know, and look, we everybody kind of probably knows the reason now why you can't go back, because the county championships are starting the following Friday night. But I suppose it's been 72 hours now, you could say, more or less, since Tuesday night. And, you know, the level of information that's been getting out in the last, we'd say, 48 hours in particular, you know, has been massive. And I suppose there was another 72 hours again to Monday evening. So, you know, fellas are getting it fast. And, you know, I suppose there's a danger if it goes back too long. You know, fellas will lose a bit of interest. There will be no lack of interest in this thing until Tuesday night at 10 o'clock. And, you know, that's probably a good thing in a way. The weekend is coming now. You know, there'll be more newspapers, you know, Saturday, Sunday, you know, more information. So, look, it's great, I think. You know, in a way, it's as you said, you know, in your introduction, Mick, it's what we're crying out for. You know, people talking about, you know, something, I suppose, positive about Cork GAA and the field of Cork GAA, even though it's not technically on the field. You know, we're deciding our future, you know.
Well, as you mentioned, the Cork GAA, you know, I mean, it's the first time in a long time that Cork GAA has led the way, you know, in a sense, and like it has led to a national debate, which is a good thing. But I want to come back to Kieran there. Do you think are the players consulted? Are they being consulted enough by the clubs, do you think?
Only speaking for my own club, that nearly straight away we were briefed on it. We were sent a link of the proposals through the WhatsApp groups or whatever, and players were quick enough to get back in touch about what they thought. But like I said, like the time frame again, we had lads replying to messages 20 minutes later after just reading the proposals once. I come in here this evening and just listening to Mark and Tracy and Ronan, they're saying things that I mightn't have never thought of either. So just 1 week to make up your mind is a bit tight, but I suppose even though it's tight, it's far the bit, like Tracy said in her interview, whatever situation comes out, whatever proposal is brought forward, it's better than the current one. For the players, I think, anyway.
Okay, I said that's with all of us, I would imagine.
I would think so, yeah. I'd say, look, everybody kind of knows the status quo has kind of ran its course now at this stage, and, you know, it's time for something new. And, you know, look, whatever one it is, whether it's A, B or C, and we all have our own ideas, and I suppose, look, you know, I was involved in the group that brought it in, so, you know, I can't really say, you know, A, B or C, you know, but in the interest of fairness. But look, you know, everyone has their own ones. Everyone has their own one that they don't want. You know, and that's fantastic as far as I'm concerned.
The way I see this now, Roland, and I was compliment the county board and you and yourself and the committee and so forth, like, it was no longer coming down from the top. This is coming from the bottom up. There was consultation. And I know the reason for the week, I suppose, was the board meeting had to be put back a week because it took you so long to... and I don't mean that it took you so long, but that she had so much to do to get it together that she needed the extra week to get the proposals on the table.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I suppose, look, it started initially with you know, written submissions, you know, to the county board. We had a county board meeting, you know, where the delegates discussed it. You know, you were there yourself. And, you know, I suppose we had a Saturday morning there when club officers and players were asked to attend, which was that was a fantastic morning. You know, there was great feedback. And look, there was reams of stuff to go through. You know, there was, you know, loads of submissions, you know, and then to tweak it out and to come down with the tree and to get it right. And I suppose to, you know, to be, you know, to go through from A to Z of what, you know, different permutations that, you know, it took a long time. But look, there's no point in saying otherwise. It is tight. You know, people are going to have to make decisions fast. But, you know, as I said, like, it's 72 hours. It feels like a lifetime in a way. You know, like, the phone hasn't stopped ringing in 2 days, which is absolutely brilliant. You know, I'll never forget this week, you know, as it goes on, in a great way. You know, this is what it's all about. You know, this is what being an officer of the board is all about. This is what being involved in GAA is all about. You know, engaging with people and people wanting information and wanting to make, you know, a good choice.
Okay, Roland, thanks for that. That's very interesting, and you're probably right there. I suppose it's all down to Tuesday night, but I'd imagine a lot of the clubs are meeting tonight, tomorrow night, Sunday and Monday. Well, I know most clubs meet Monday night. So, look, a lot of debate to be done there, and it's carried everywhere. And I know that there was more clarifications came out this evening from Cracky Queeve, so
that's right. Yeah, I suppose, just to say as well, if anyone has any query in anything, you know, just ring myself or anyone else, or, you know, send an email to whoever. You know, it's great. All the questions and queries coming in.
Okay, lads. Kieran, thanks very much for coming in. I appreciate it very much, and thanks for your views.
No problem at all.
Okay,
thanks, Kieran.
Okay, lads, we'll go out to the break. We'll hear the last of McLanders, and as I say, thanks to my two boys. After the break, we will be talking about Waterford and their run to the league final. is it the start of a slippery slope? And you're right, Connie, to the Players' Championship, and you're right because it is the Players' Championship, and you're quite correct. But is it the start of a slippery slope? It's actually, look, we beat BlackRock last year without the county players. Sure, what are we waiting for? Let's go away and play without them.
Well, I think the county board and the people that are in charge of it at the moment now are extremely savvy. And they, I say, under no circumstances could they see that. And if they felt that that would be a byproduct of this, I think they'd be reining in straight away. The people in charge of the Cork County Board at the moment know that the lifeblood of any club is the players, and their inter-county fellas are the best fellas. But, Mick, the big thing here is you have 26 fellas on a hurling panel and you have 26 fellas on a football panel. And they're holding up 6,000 hurlers and footballers all over the county at the moment. So 52 players are holding up 6,000 players' championship. And there's no one in the right mind can understand that such a small, tiny percentage of players can hold up the whole masses. And the county board needs to protect the clubs. But going back to your original question, whether it is the slippery slope down to playing without your inter-county players all the time, I couldn't see that at all. Oh, absolutely not. No way. And I do know that the inter-county fellas, they still do need and they still do want to play with the clubs, right? But the inter-county fellas well taken care of. Seamus Hannity had 18 championship matches last year between Cork, Imikili and St. Edith's. He'd 17 the year before. So he's well catered for. The inter-county fella has no problem with matches. And I've not included the National League matches that they have at the moment. The club player is a person that we need to mind. We need to find something intuitive for him to keep him interested, to keep him wanting to come to the field, to keep him from retiring early, you know, that they can get in behind their own team and know, look, I'm guaranteed 5 matches. And you know what? There's an awful lot of young talent, Mick, in this county, and it's getting no exposure whatsoever. And this option C, giving them 5 championship matches during the course of the year, and Mick, that's a minimum of 5 matches now, right?
Yeah.
And like the other thing that needs to be pointed out, there are 4 teams from the 6 qualifying for the quarter final. You still, whether you're going option A, B, or C, 2 matches is all you need to win. So if you're going to the group of 3, you need 2 matches to win to go through. If you're going to the group of 4, it's 2 matches and you'll qualify for the quarterfinal that you need to win. And Mick, if you're in the group of 6, it is still only 2 matches to qualify for the quarterfinal. But I've given the club, or the county board has given the club, 3 extra matches in there for the club player. I mean, that is absolutely massive for the club player.
Mark Landers, thanks very much. As always, spoken with passion.